Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
That timeout is going to happen at 32 seconds.
Yeah.
The next play is going to take somewhere between 5 and 7 seconds. You're going to have 25 seconds to run your field goal unit out onto the field. Plenty of time. Plenty of time. This is unacceptable.
Yeah.
From the head coach position, your responsibility is to not panic in critical situations, to put your team in the best opportunity to win games. That's a massive, massive fail by Matt Eberflus.
Matt Ryan talking about the baffling decision-making from now former Bears head coach Matt Eberflus. That was the nail in the coffin. No, it was the press conference where he doubled down on making the right decision. There were so many different ways to go about that. What Matt Ryan just said about, you know, you can trot your field goal team on there for a rush drill, or you could even hurry the play up and throw to the middle of the field, call your timeout, bam, you've got yourself an opportunity. There were different ways to go about this, and it was also the fact that the coaching staff did not have another play in the chamber in case a sack was there. That's also poor planning by the offensive coordinator. You need to have a play ready to go in case the clock is running. And that's something the Bills are very good at, is they're able to get to line quickly with a play in hand, ready to go. So yeah, the Bears, that was not good. And of course, it results in a coach being fired. And then just one day later, the Raiders go ahead and have something very crazy happening there. Evan, I know you have the play ready to go in the clips. And here's the thing. I didn't get to watch the end of that in live time. So I'm going to react to this right now.
It would be a 50-yard field goal from here. Drops it. Flag is thrown, though. Flag will stop it.
Illegal shift on the offense.
Yep.
That penalty's declined. The Chiefs did recover the backwards pass and take over first down.
Oh, whoa, on top of it.
Wow. Yikes. Yeah, so an illegal shift penalty ends up going down and declining.
Which is weird because the far official
One official has false start, but the other has a legal shift. So they do confer with each other and they say it was a legal shift. That's where I'm going to go ahead and stop. Like, I'm going to draw my line in the sand. Yes, the Chiefs are getting lucky. I don't know just how much official help they've had this year. And I'm not going to count that play amongst them. Because the Raiders made plenty of baffling decisions with the football themselves to where that play should not have had it come down to that. You shouldn't have. Antonio Pierce is really showing he was a great interim tag, but not probably good for the full deal of an NFL head coach.
I want to see what he looks like with a competent quarterback.
I want to see what he looks like as the defensive coordinator. Like, give him another chance, just not with the Raiders. Because what the Raiders did was they overcorrected on something that they should have done in the first place. Rich Bisaccia was a head coach, was the interim head coach, and the Raiders stormed to the playoffs after John Gruden was let go. But then they go ahead and hire Josh McDaniels. It's not necessarily always about, oh, you have to keep the interim guy. No, it's about who you hired after. And I don't think the Raiders understood that. So now this time around, they're like, oh, we got to keep the interim guy because they responded well to him. No, you just have to make the right decision if you're going to choose a coach. And Pierce is clearly showing he's not it. And they just wanted to overcorrect because they went for Josh McDaniels. Like, that's the failure there. But yeah, no, there's no grand conspiracy with the Kansas City Chiefs at this point. Why would you want to keep having the same thing happen over and over and over and over and over and over again? That's simply, to me, preposterous. 803-0550 is the number to call. Thomas in Buffalo, how you doing? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday.
Hey, how you guys doing, man?
We're coasting along here.
Yeah, I get it. And it's funny, I was actually calling you about that final play. Now, can you help me understand something?
Yeah.
A flag was thrown, so the down shouldn't even count. And how was it a backward pass if the quarterback never physically touched the ball? It hit him, but he never physically touched it. So how was that a backward pass? I'm confused here. I get you don't want to agree with this whole conspiracy against the Chiefs and everything, but I don't understand how this team keeps dodging all these bullets, getting all this luck for some reason when they're about to lose. But can you help me understand, if you called a penalty, why did the down count? It shouldn't count. You threw a flag.
So there are pre-snap flags like an illegal shift, which the other ref on the other side had called. So one was signaling for a false start. The other was signaling a legal shift. So if an illegal shift happens there, Thomas, that's what happens is they, like, the play continues if that is the penalty call. The backwards pass thing, I don't know. That's a man doing something that I do on a weekly basis.
A snap is always considered a backwards pass.
Yes. And like, but also, you know, sometimes that's also you tripping on your own words. I do that every week. So I'm not going to worry too much about that. As for your other question about how they keep getting away with this, I wish I knew. Like,
I think we all wish.
That's kind of the crux of my entire concern. You know, like, yes, I want the Bills to get the one seed, but that's also kind of why I'm dismissing it, is because Kansas City does keep getting away with this. They do keep finding a way. Whether it's bad decisions by other coaches or it's just the Chiefs managed to mud you down with their defense that day. It's just this, every head coaching staff seems to make basic errors in judgment when it comes to facing the team in red. And I wish I had a better answer than that. But there are tons of other ways that an NFL team loses a game than with the referees. The referees, let's make one thing inherently clear. Referees, on the whole, are not good. Sometimes to a point where it legitimately ruins the product. I point to the Seattle game or the Jets game when the Bills had two different games with more than 22 penalty calls accepted in each of those games. It made those games near unwatchable, if not simply unwatchable. I listened to the rest of the Jets game because I was irritated. I couldn't watch it anymore because the referees kept showing up on my screen. I did not finish the rest of the Seahawks game, even though I was sitting here in the newsroom. I figured it was more productive for me to get back to work than it was to watch the screen because it was a blowout win already. I didn't need to watch the referees keep showing up on the screen. The refs are not out to get teams or in favor of teams. They're just bad.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
They're just bad. That said, because they are so bad, it is hard to beat the allegations. So if you think that way, I draw the line in the sand at conspiracy. If you believe it, you have a lot that you can point to say, hey, look at this play, look at that play, look at this one, look at the Chiefs, how they won against the Eagles in the Super Bowl. Look at the play against the Raiders. I get it. There's a lot. I still will go to the refs are just consistently bad at their job. And it's not just here. MLB umpires, notorious for this sort of thing, going on power trips, ejecting managers when they don't even talk to them. And it's a fan heckling them from the stands. Angel Hernandez. NHL referees. I don't know what Dylan Cousins said last night, but it could not, was it really 2 minute worthy?
I think it was maybe. Because he slammed his stick on the glass, which I think is ridiculous.
But again, how soft do you have to be as a man in stripes professionally to be like, oh, that's another penalty? Like, enough. Referees take over games and it's not in a positive light. And I do genuinely get sick of it. And that's why I'm confident in the fact of like, look, I get it if you say like it's in favor of the Chiefs. It's a stacked deck. I'm still never going to join you in that though. The refs are just bad. They're cheeks. They're always cheeks. And I don't have time for a booty cheek of the week every week to talk about how bad the referees are. Because it's every week. Every week, every sport. Referees going referee. The ones that are probably of the best of mind are like the ones that have to referee like children's games. Those are your best referees. The ones that do it for the kids. Because the verbal abuse that they'll get from parents is ridiculous.
It's one of the reasons why I stopped umpiring baseball.
Yep.
I had a bad game. I got heckled by parents and was sick of it.
It's ridiculous.
And coaches.
Yeah. It just, so that's it. Like your best referees are in the little league level. It's bad to say, but that's the truth. So here I am vilifying the referees, and I'm also going to say at the same time, for your kids' games, don't vilify them unless they give themselves a reason to. But no, they're not out to get you. They're not out to get you. They're just not good at their job, and they don't face the media on a consistent enough basis. If you made them all full-time employees, though, leagues looking at you, please fix the situation. If you made them full-time employees, they would have to answer for those sorts of things. They would have to answer for those sorts of calls. But otherwise, we're going to get the same old thing, week in, week out. And that's just something you have to deal with. But the Chiefs just keep getting away with it. When it comes to other teams' incompetence, when it gets to whatever you feel like thinking about it, you want to call it the refs, you want to call it other teams, you want to call it whatever it is, the Chiefs still somehow only have one loss on the season. It makes it frustrating. But at the same time, what are you going to do? You just try to keep winning your games. And the Bills are very good at that. Since 2021, Zach and I pointed this out
a week ago on Extra Point, not on Extra Point, on Windows Live.
We pointed out the extra fact, point, as we call it.
Yes.
Sorry.
I just wanted to get the time slot right. That's all.
Right.
But last week, Zach and I went into the stats about how well they do in December and January. They have lost two games since 2021 in December and January in the regular season. The wind game against the Patriots, so an act of nature, and overtime against the Buccaneers, a game that you could have won if not for the fact that the refs didn't know what pass interference was as Stephon Diggs was getting hauled down. So it is what it is. The Bills, though, are great closers, and we're about to see more of that now. Could they lose a game in this final stretch here in the regular season? Yes. San Fran is the defending NFC champions. Yes, Detroit is very good. Could you trip up against, say, like New England or the Jets? I mean, stranger things have happened. Until Kansas City loses another game, or the Bills lose another game, it's a frustrating conversation to have. Because if the Bills lose a game, I can at least, we can all dismiss it at this point, the one seed. But until Kansas City loses another game, I don't know how much hope I can actually have in it. Because I'm not going to assume that the Bills go unbeaten through this final stretch, despite their success in December. And I shouldn't assume that with the Chiefs either. But unfortunately, they keep proving to me, until the rest of the league wants to calm down against Kansas City, I don't know how much faith I have in it. We'll come back, close things up here. Sports Talk Saturday. Thank you to everyone that's called in today, by the way. Very engaging show today. Had a lot of fun. To heck with cranberry sauce. You're listening to WGR.